Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2559, 6 Ways to Lower Your Home Insurance by April Dykman of GetRichSlowly.org. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it as we optimize your life. 6 Ways to Lower Your Home Insurance by April Dykman with GetRichSlowly.org. As a new homeowner, I recently had to buy a homeowner's insurance policy. And as a personal finance writer, I tried to take my own advice and shop around. To be honest, it was a pain, and the rates I was getting on my own were way too high. Maybe it wouldn't have been so bad if I wasn't also trying to close on a house. In the end, I found an independent insurance agent, and she saved me hundreds of dollars and lots of headaches. But I also learned that there were things I could do to help her keep my premium low year after year. For instance, I had planned to install an ADT security system, which I later learned would lower our premium. So if you're in the market for a new policy, here are 6 ways to make sure you're getting the best possible rate. Number 1. Make sure you aren't overinsured. Being underinsured can be a big problem when disaster strikes, but being overinsured means you're wasting your hard-earned moolah. So the ideal situation is to have just the right amount of coverage. So how do you do that? Review your policy when it's up for renewal each year. Specifically, make sure to review any floaters, which are extra insurance for items not fully covered in a standard homeowner's policy. Examples include things like expensive electronics or equipment, valuable jewelry, and artwork. If you no longer own the item or if its value is lowered, cancel or reduce the floater. Number 2, reconsider your deductible. A deductible is the amount of money you have to pay before your insurance policy kicks in and pays the claim. And the lower your deductible, the higher your insurance premium. According to the Insurance Information Institute, today, most insurance companies recommend a deductible of $500 or more. But if you can afford to raise your deductible to $1,000, you could save as much as 25%. And don't forget that you might have more than one kind of deductible. For instance, if you live in a disaster-prone area, like one prone to windstorms, hail, or earthquakes, your insurance policy may have a separate deductible for those specific types of damage. Number 3, clean up your credit report. Like it or not, when it comes to insurance, your credit report is up for grabs. The Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA, states that insurance companies have a permissible purpose to look at your credit information without your permission. And since insurers have found that credit history is a reliable predictor of how risky someone is to insure, they use that information to determine whether or not to offer you a policy, as well as how much to charge you for your premium. So besides all the other important reasons to monitor your credit report, doing so can also yield you a lower premium on your home insurance, or at least prevent your premium from going up. And be sure to order copies of your credit reports once per year, since you can be sure insurers are checking it before you renew. For instance, A 2007 report by the Arkansas Insurance Department found that in 2006, a total of 457,982 policies in the state were written or renewed that involved the use of credit as one of the factors weighed in determining the premium. Of those, 32.3% resulted in the premium being decreased, and 9.2% resulted in the premium being increased. In the remaining 58.5%, credit was a neutral factor. In most states, the insurance company has to advise you that they're raising your premium because of red flags on your credit report. But it's best to just check your credit on a regular basis and correct errors quickly to make sure your record is always accurate. Number 4, make your home fire marshal bill proof. Fire Marshal Bill was a Jim Carrey character on the sketch show In Living Color, and his safety lessons, which he demoed on himself, resulted in fires, explosions, and loss of limbs. You probably know better than to toss lighter fluid on a burning pipe, but you might not know about less ridiculous safety measures that could lower your insurance premium. Talk to your insurance agent or rep to find out if you can save money by doing things like making your home more windstorm resistant, such as adding storm shutters, updating your plumbing and electrical systems to reduce the risk of water and fire damage, and increasing your home security with smoke detectors, burglar alarms, or deadbolt locks. These aren't cheap updates, so make sure they'll lower your premium enough to make it worthwhile and that your updates will qualify for the discount. For instance, an insurer might have a list of qualifying alarm systems. Realistically, expensive updates like these aren't usually done solely to save crazy money on insurance premiums. They're typically things you want to do to make your home safer. Number 5, shop around every year. We talked about this earlier, but really and seriously, you have to shop around if you want to make sure you're getting a great rate. Ask your network for recommendations and check out the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, NAIC.org, for help finding an insurer in your area. Pay special attention to the consumer complaint information, since price isn't the only thing you want to consider when deciding on an insurer. Or find an independent insurance agent who shops around for you. Before finding my agent, my auto and home insurance quotes were in the $1,000 to $1,300 range. Then I employed her services and she found a great policy from a reputable company for just $700. That's some serious savings. And speaking of auto and home insurance. And number 6, consolidate to save more. Some companies that sell multiple types of insurance, such as homeowners, auto, and liability, will knock a percentage off your premium if you buy two or more policies from them. It can save you anywhere from 5 to 15%. Just make sure the combined price with a discount is actually lower than buying separate policies from different companies. You just listened to the post titled 6 Ways to Lower Your Home Insurance by April Dykeman with GetRichSlowly.org. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. For me, the most effective way I've managed home insurance costs is to shop around for the best rate every year. I use a comparison tool called Gabby, which is now owned by Experian. The first time I used them, they saved me $200 on my home and auto insurance. This was after another comparison tool called Policy Genius told me that I was already getting the best rates. But before I played around with tools like this, I worked with an independent agent to help me understand how much coverage I actually needed, and she got me set up with my first policy. I was then able to take that policy, upload it to Gabby, and they were able to get me the exact same coverage at a lower rate. I also don't pay my insurance or property taxes through escrow with my mortgage. I opt to pay my home insurance for the year in full upfront, which typically gets me a lower price than if I were to pay monthly. And that's another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Thanks for being here today and making another episode possible. And be sure to come back tomorrow for more, where your optimal life awaits.